the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, sticking with the music industry and all of those changes that have happened through the years that we've been discussing, it's clear social media has become a huge part of the business, a big way for artists to get their names out there. Our reporter, Shifra Mulqueen, has been looking at the TikTok influence on music and the other means that artists are using to win new fans.
First thing I was nearly handed when I was able to was a mandolin. I was a small child, so my mother wanted me to play a banjo, but I wasn't physically able to hold one.
Ross McNerney is one third of the band Amble. He chats to me from the back of their tour bus on the highway to Chicago.
A year ago, essentially, I was a secondary school teacher. I was working in St. Mel's in Longford. Robbie was a primary school teacher in Dublin, and Oisin was a data scientist. We met essentially through Instagram, and we didn't know each other at all from a past life. Music was just something we all liked doing. And then we started meeting up, practicing and writing songs and playing each other the songs we wrote and putting on the odd gig. And it just went from very quickly being this very lovely thing we would do on a Saturday to becoming our full-time job or our full-time gigs. To be honest, I just found it a bit like I was a bit of a hypocrite at the front, at the top of the classroom at times, because the leaving certs and stuff like that, when they're coming looking for advice and what should you do, I would have always said you should really just do what you want and not be thinking about certainty. And then there was me standing at the room, like, wanting to play music and wanting to pursue it and not doing it. So I just said, you know, maybe I better practice what I preach, essentially, and go for it myself. We got an email from Warner in LA, and we thought it was a scam, to be honest. We thought it was like, do not click. Like, I was going teaching that morning. We were all going to work. Like, we got it in the middle of the night, and it's something you could never think of, to be honest. It's something like you're like, you see or you read about, but you don't think, oh yeah, that might happen. I suppose you went through every type of emotion, really, because you're jumping around the place, and then you're kind of going, oh, is this good? You know, you're leaving a pensionable full-time job to go into this mad world of music. Robbie's father, when Robbie texted him saying that he was going to quit the job, he just sent back this phrase, throw out the trout to catch the salmon. But basically he just meant, you know, we can give this a go.
Social media has helped accelerate their success.
We were even starting out, we kind of felt nearly as the three of us were maybe not a different generation, we're not old at all, but like, we kind of just thought, we don't really want to put our music on these TikTok. Like, me on TikTok, I'd be like, I don't even know how to do one. I don't even know how to upload one. And starting out, we were kind of like that, but we were like, our music's really not that type. It's more like, you know, sitting in a pub and you stumble across it. But that's just the reality of it is if you want to get your music out there, you have to use these platforms. And like, I'm on a bus in between Lincoln and Chicago now, and there's no way that's happening without Instagram and TikTok and Spotify. More often than not, you see your song going up under someone else's video that they've taken. You know, they could be doing a hike, and they decide to use one of your songs. They feel like that it represents what they're trying to capture.
You're one of kind.
We just had a show in Denver there. It kind of took us by surprise, really. It gave us a hop. It was one of those gigs I couldn't take the smile on my face. You're just going, what's going on? Like, because you're in a random part in the world and you know nobody. It's hard to describe. It's hard to put words on it, really, because just that sheer amount of people there to see you, to support you, and then sing back the songs. It's wonderful. Like, there's no two ways about it. Like, it's hard bet.
I often compare it to if you're playing like a pinball machine, where, you know, you can get a certain distance most of the time, and then once in a blue moon you hit every single bar and all the lights go and the music blares, suddenly everyone is listening to your song, and that is when you make the money.
Writer for the Irish Times, Nadine O'Regan.
They're expected to think of creative ways to market themselves. They're expected to be on multiple platforms. Of course, it should be all about the song, but in 2025, it's about a lot more than that. TikTok paid just $220 million dollars to the music industry for the use of songs in 2022 out of a $9.4 billion dollar revenue. So that gives you some idea of how little money, relatively speaking, they're actually paying for streaming. TikTok pays about 3 cents for each new video in which your song is played, and that's assuming you're an unsigned artist, that you don't have a deal with a label. So as you can imagine, it would take quite a long time to become very successful. Doechii, who won a Grammy not so long ago for Best Rap Album, TikTok was instrumental in getting her signed early on in her career, and she has a song called Denial is a River, where she literally says, "Rich watch, drip drop, label want the TikToks, now I'm making TikTok music, what the F?" And what she's saying there is the tension that exists for artists between wanting to write a song that is successful creatively, but then also feeling this pressure from labels who are sort of saying, if you had a track with an extractable snippet that would perform really well on social media, whether that's Instagram or TikTok, they say the attention span for a different video is 8 seconds. Songs are much, much shorter these days, usually less than 3 minutes. You know, it's really all about the line, you know, don't bore us, get to the chorus.
Once upon a time I was a baker, and everybody was impressed.
When I was little, I used to love writing about the clouds and like the sky, and I'd write about books that I was reading as well, and like Enid Blyton books, that was all about sitting down in a chair and then going off to another world. I used to love writing about dreams, and I still write about dreams loads. I hope I've gotten a bit better since when I was 6.
Amy Carty's music career exploded into life overnight when her song became a viral sensation.
I was studying psychology in college. I was writing songs all the time, like in my room. So I wrote a song called 2 Days Into College. I remember it was like really loud. There was like a party on in my house. So I so nearly went out to the party and didn't write the song at all. I wrote the song very quietly because I didn't want anyone to hear me. I felt shy about sharing my music for a good while. I'd write at night. I feel more creative in the evening. It was really just what was going on in my life at the time. You know, it's all true. I was so bad for locking myself out of my room.
I keep accidentally locking myself out of my dorm in the middle of the night.
So I hadn't even finished the song when I put it up initially, but then it took off, and then I said I better finish it. It was really hard to concentrate in the lectures when my phone was buzzing away. I think it went to like over 10 million, like when I posted it. Zach Bryan followed me, and I was in my college room, and I was just like, oh my God. I didn't even know who to text. I was like, Jesus. Then I seen Northwest, Kim Kardashian's daughter, made a dance to it. And then people started making their own versions to it and their own remixes, and then they would have their own viral moments, so it completely snowballed.
Is there a strategy to making your music go viral?
That's my most viral video, and that was just recorded on my phone and just in my room, and like the lighting was really bad, and like my hair was a mess, and it was completely natural. I found the most effective way to like reach people is just to show up as yourself. You'll find your crowd that way.
When I first decided to play on a more frequent basis, I actually realised, oh, I have to set myself up as a soul trader. You don't consider that kind of stuff when you start playing music. It's so very aligned with anybody who's doing a startup. The hours are blurred. You know, when you take time off, do you ever really stop thinking about the thing you love? There's no direct line, there's no direct path, because there's opportunities are as random and as sporadic as the way the clouds form. You know, you just, what you get one day is not what you get the next. And that's a beautiful thing, but you have to surrender to it. My manager has a great way of putting this. She says, like, if a tour can wash its own face, it has paid for itself. And once you do that and then put food on the table, that's kind of the main goal, isn't it?
While singer Susan O'Neill uses social media, she knows there are other ways to gather a crowd.
Word of mouth is still very popular. Like the gigs, and when you've had really nice ones, that spreads in a very lovely way. You actually find yourself in a network. All the different eyeballs that you stare with, you know, that you meet, all the different hands you shake, because of the experience that is had when you actually share music in the room, it has this texture to it that kind of reaches out and nearly touches somebody in a way that social media can't still. There used to be the day of throwing the old poster up on your local coffee shop. I still do that, you know, in the cheese press in Ennis Diamond. They all still hold and bear a great weight in terms of spreading and your word and your music and growing an audience.
From selling out the Three Arena to touring the States, is there any chance Ross will get ahead of himself?
Not at all, Shifra. You know, the grass needs cutting, like. There's no red carpet rolled out now, like, I'm in Longford. But no, they are definitely very proud. Like, our three families, like, they come to most of the gigs they can and they're very, very supportive. But they'll always keep us grounded.
Shifra Mulqueen reporting there. Coming up, does flattery get you everywhere?